The world is at a crossroads. As the climate continues to change, governments and businesses are acting to limit rises in global temperatures. The resulting action will lead to different climate scenarios and differing outcomes, in which some businesses will thrive and others won't. We therefore go through a multi-step process to evaluate the potential impact on each company's value. In step one, we design a range of bespoke and realistic policy and technology scenarios that may impact a company. In scenario one, for example, sufficient action is taken to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. But in scenario two, no new action is taken, and temperatures rise by over 3 degrees. In step two, these are translated into economic shocks, such as rising carbon taxes or physical damage from rising sea levels. In scenario one, with high carbon taxes implemented, demand for clean energy rises. But in scenario two, fossil fuels remain cheap and the cost of renewables remains relatively high. In step three, we estimate how these shocks affect the performance of different companies. With action taken to limit temperature rises to 1.5 degrees, a renewable energy company would enjoy lower production costs and increased market share. However, in scenario two, where no new action sees temperatures soar to 3 degrees, demand for clean energy plateaus, as fossil fuels remain cheap. In step four, we look at how valuations may be impacted. In scenario one, our renewable energy company's valuation relative to a fossil fuel rival will increase. But in scenario two, its value would remain lower. Finally, having modeled different scenarios, we get a big picture view of how companies are likely to perform, which helps us make investment decisions. And it also guides our engagement with companies that we do invest in, so we can encourage and monitor positive change.